Ephesians chapter 4, I'll use the word get messages in several different ways. Sometimes it's just the Lord just puts a thought on my heart. Sometimes I'll be reading in the Bible myself. Sometimes I'll be searching, just trying to find something, find the right thing. There's a whole lot to preach. Got a whole Bible, literally thousands of outlines at the house that through the years the Lord has helped me preach, and I could go dig one of them up, but I believe there's one message for each service and each occasion, and finding that one message is not always easy. But anyway, that being said, I was looking through my file cabinet the other day, and I don't even know why I was doing it. Maybe straighten it up or something, trying to think, wonder what am I going to do with all this, because it's full now with all the notes and things through the years. And I noticed the letter Q, and I thought, what in the world? What I always put it by title, whatever the first word of the title is, that's what slot, folder I put it in. And I thought, how many messages can you preach starting with the letter Q? So I dug it out, and I was amazed. It was right at 100. And I continue to be curious. I thought, well, what in the world if I preached almost 100 messages with the letter starting Q? And the most amazing thing was I looked through them all, and they came under these three categories: quality, questions, and quitting. And those were the three beginnings of the titles and those right at 100 messages. And I thought, well, there's a message in itself: quality, questions, and quitting. So we're going to take a stab at it. We'll look at quality. Look in Ephesians chapter 4, begin reading in verse 11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Here's why he gave these people. Verse 12, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. He gave these men, these people, these offices, these gifts, that the people of God might be perfected. That word perfected means complete. It has this idea. Here it is: quality. Quality. Quality is hard to find in our day. I find out that the word is used quite loosely. If this is the best car you have ever had, and it's a piece of junk. This is the best saw, it's top quality, and it's making a racket by the time you use it twice. Quality is a misused word, but God is seeking for quality. Quality means the best. It means good. It means right. And God wants quality. You see, his system, his measurement system, his value system is different than ours. We think of today, now. We think of quick. We think of benefit. We think of easy, but God doesn't. He is more concerned about spiritual matters than physical or material or earthly. He is more concerned about our spirit than he is our body, even though he's concerned about our body. And it's good to know that he wants us to be quality people. His goal is to make us holy. Our goal may be to make us happy. His goal is to make us mature. We may just want an easier life. His value system is different than ours. But he is doing this in each of us, like the verse says. He is working on us to make us quality people and good Christians. And when I think about quality, I think first of delays. It takes time for quality. It takes time to do it right. It'll take longer than you expect if you do it right. I'm thinking now of a couple of different people that have businesses, and they do it right. They are not the quickest, and they are not the cheapest, but they're the best at doing what they do that I know personally, and I'd rather get them to do it, even though it takes longer and costs more, because quality matters if you care. Now, if you don't care, you don't just throw it together, just want to get by, you don't have to worry about quality. But God does care about quality. And He is willing to take the time. He does not get in a hurry. He works. I'm talking about delays. It takes longer than what we expect. In other words, it takes a while for God to make us quality Christians. Now, victory can come quickly. Victory can come seemingly immediately. I think about Moses as he led the children of Israel out of Egypt. Took one night, and they were out of Egypt. But I want to tell you one thing. The Moses who led them out, it took some time for God to bring him to that Moses. It took some time in the backside of the desert. It took some time when God says, "You can do it because I'll go with you." It took time to make Moses the quality believer he was to where he could eventually lead Israel out of Egypt. David, when he slew Goliath, it took one stone and one throw, and Goliath was dead when he cut his head off. That was quick, and that seemed to be easy. Oh, but the path to making David the quality saint that he was, that he could kill Goliath, took some time. Remember the bear? Remember the lion? David said to Saul, "The reason I'll stand against Goliath is because God delivered me back then when the bear came and when the lion came." It took some time to make David the quality saint that he was, where he could beat Goliath. Elijah prayed and the fire failed and the sacrifice was consumed. And he put to death those hundreds of prophets, the prophets of Baal and the prophets of Jezebel, of the altar. But listen, that Elijah was not born the day before. He was a man who went through problems. He was a man who knew what it was to endure conflict because God was preparing him. He was making him a quality saint. I say, when I think about quality, I think about delays. I watched one of those flipping shows the other day, and the man who was buying the house was very particular, to say the least. And he kept going by where the contractors were working, and the people that were working on the house almost got irritated at him. And I thought, well, I don't blame him. I'd want to make sure my house, he spent over $1 million. I'd make sure it was right, too. And he would come in, and if there's anything wrong, he would point it out because it wasn't quality. And you know what they had to do? They had to redo it and do it right, and it took longer the second time than the first time because the first time wasn't right. Quality, I think about delays. It'll take time for God to make us what He wants us to be. But I'm glad He's working on us. Not only do I think about delays, but I think about disappointments. There'll be times you want something to happen and it doesn't. There'll be times you expect something to happen and it doesn't. There'll be times we want things that will not come to pass. It may be somebody who seems to be and feels like they are in love and it's time to get married, but God says, not that one. And waiting for the right one, waiting for the quality one, isn't easy, but it's better than marrying the wrong one. I promise you that. Quality means disappointment. Sometimes you don't get what you want. Sometimes it doesn't happen like you hoped it would. But we need to learn how to deal with it because He knows what's best. He's working quality in our lives. He wants us to be the best we can be. He does not want me like you or you like me, but he wants us to be the best us. He wants me to be the best me I can be. He wants a quality me. And he will, I'm talking about disappointments. He may take away something from us to give us something better. But our problem is we wanted what he took away. He may take something physical to produce in us something spiritual. He may make us hurt to help us to become the quality saint we need to be. I do not like disappointments. I like everything running smooth and easy, but that's not the way to become a quality saint. Listen to this. His will is what we would want if we knew all he knows. I'll say that again. His will is what we would want if we knew all he knows. Sometimes we wonder, why did you let that happen? Why can't I get this? Why doesn't this happen? Oh, I don't know. I don't have the answer, but I know this. He knows best, and his will is best, and he's working in us something that is good. We may not want to lose money, but if I need to lose money to grow spiritually, it'll be better. We'll be disappointed in losing money, but if that's what we need to be the saint we need to be, it'll be worth it. We may not want to hurt. We may not want anybody to mistreat us, but we may need that to become the quality saint he wants us to be. It deals with disappointments. We want to be healthy, all of us do, but we may need to be a little sick to help us be that quality saint we need to be. Oh my goodness, it takes disappointments to be the quality saint that we need to be and God wants us to be. By the way, before I go on, there are times he gave me what I wanted, and I wish he hadn't. Israel regretted ever begging God for a king. And he told them they would, and he told them what kind of sorry king he would be, and they still said, we still want a king. So he said, okay, you can have a king. But they regretted it. When I think about quality, I think about delays. It takes longer, oh, than I want it to. I think quite often, I am 67 years old. I should have already learned that. I'll learn something or experience something or God will do something for me, and I'll think, why didn't that happen 30 years ago when I was young enough to really put it into practice and practice it for a long time? Delays and disappointments. But when I think about quality, I also think about defeat. There are times you try and it just doesn't work out. There's times you try and you fall flat on your face. There's times that you try and you fail completely. Edison tried 1,000 different times to make a light bulb before he made a light bulb that would work. And look at here, what we're enjoying this evening, because he did not give up. He failed, and what did he say? I didn't fail 1,000 times. I found 1,000 ways that you couldn't make a light bulb before I made a light bulb. There's going to be disappointments. There's going to be times we fail. We don't have to. God has given us the grace to not fail, but we're human and we'll fail. I'm talking about being quality saints. But on the way to be a quality saint, we are going to make a mess at times. We're going to do things we shouldn't do and say things we shouldn't say and go places we shouldn't go and act the ways we shouldn't act and react in ways we shouldn't react. We're going to make a mess out of it before we get that quality sainthood in our lives, but we can't let that stop us. There's going to be disappointments. It ought to break our heart when we fail. But we need to, as I'm about to say, we need to keep on going. We should not take our failures lightly. It ought to break our heart. It ought to make us weep. It ought to make us run to God for forgiveness and help and restoration. But our difficulties and our disappointments should not stop us. Edison didn't stop. He kept on going. And if he can do that for a light bulb, we ought to do that for the Lord. The devil will make you feel guilty. Devil will say, if you can't do any better than that, why don't you just quit? You ain't going to ever do any better. You're never going to get victory. You're never going to learn. You're never going to improve. Why don't you just throw in the towel? Why don't you just quit? I'll tell you why. Because God's still working on us. If he doesn't give up, we shouldn't give up. When I think about quality, I think about delays. It takes longer than we expect. Disappointments, there's going to be times things just don't work out. I think about defeat, there's going to be times we just make a mess. But then I also think about difficulties. Not only takes a long time or longer than just throwing something together, but it isn't easy. One thing about quality is hard. You have to take your time and watch what you're doing and put forth the effort and the labor and the intensity and the sacrifice of doing it right. And that's what God is doing in our lives. That means if he's wanting to make us a quality saint, that means he's going to do a thorough job. I love what the black preacher said. Lord, please turn up the heat and don't stop because I whine. Boy, that's what we need. Oh, there's going to be difficulties. But the Bible talks about those difficulties in a favorable sense and a favorable light. Difficulties are not to break us down only. They're to break us down to help us turn to the Lord. They're to try us that they may make us what he wants us to be. That's why it says in 1 Peter 1:7, tried in fire. And 1 Peter 4:12, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you. That fiery trial which is to try you. If we expect quality, we're going to face some trouble. There's going to be pressure. There's going to be problems. There's going to be people. There's going to be difficulties. There's going to be trouble and trials and burdens. Difficulties will come, but we must, as I've already said, keep on going. Don't give up. Don't stop. Listen to a few verses that encourage us to do that. Acts 1:14, these all continued in one accord in prayer and supplication. Acts 2:42, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. Acts 2:46, and they continuing daily in one accord in the temple. Acts 6:4, and we give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. These early saints learned one thing. We got to keep on going. Keep on going. It is difficult, there's no doubt. I'm telling you, they faced difficulties we never even could dream of. Prison, whippings, persecution, but they kept on going. They knew that God was trying to work something good in them. You see, some things we just got to learn by experience. Some things you can learn in your head, and we should. Some things we can learn by intellectually receiving it, learning that truth, learning that fact. And we have learned it, but there's some things you don't really learn until you live it. Learning that God's grace is sufficient is relatively easy. My brain can get that, but I don't learn it until I live it, and that's not easy. But that's what it takes to get quality, to make it the best, to make us the best we can be. That's why Paul said, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. He didn't learn that from a book. He learned it from life. He says, I have learned it by living it. And some things we got to learn by living. You know what that means? Difficulty, hardships, hard times, tough times, hard spots, difficulties. That's what it takes to be quality saints. It's easy to say we trust God, but until we face something that makes us trust him, we don't really know about trusting God. Oh, I'm talking about his grace is sufficient. And we need to know that, not just in our head, but in our heart. In closing, let me say this. Moses learned God could set his people free, but he learned it through difficulties. He learned it through people murmuring. He learned it through his own fears being conquered by the Spirit of God. He learned it by facing Pharaoh, even though he was still scared. He learned it by going through detours and dead ends and dry holes. He learned it the hard way, but that's what quality is. Moses learned that God could set his people free. Elijah learned that God still has power. Elisha learned that God still has power. He saw Elijah and he saw how God used him mightily. And Elisha said, I want a double portion of what that old man of God had. And Elisha learned. He said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And God says, I'm right here. And Elisha learned that God was still God for him like he had been for Elijah. But he learned it through heartache and troubles and difficulties. Job learned that he could trust God no matter what. No matter what. You talk about a man whose life came apart. You talk about every aspect of a man's life absolutely being destroyed. That was Job. But he learned what he said to begin with. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. And he had learned that not just in his head, but in his heart by the time he went through the ordeal. And God blessed him with twice as much that he had. Job learned that through heartache, through difficulty. Could I say it like this? Even though he was a godly man, he became a quality man because he went through the difficulties. Paul learned that God's grace was sufficient. God told him, and I believe he believed it, but he still wanted that thorn removed. And he prayed three times, and finally God said again, no. And Paul said, okay, whatever. And he suffered with that thorn, as far as we know, the rest of his life. And he got to the point where he said, I thank the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for my infirmities. I give God glory for my infirmities, because in those things that make me weak, then I know his strength. He had become a quality saint. And then Peter learned that he loved him even when he failed miserably. I can't imagine how difficult that was for Peter. He blundered. He made a mess. He made a disaster by denying his Lord. But I cannot imagine what it must have been like when he went out and wept, when he was broken, when his life was falling apart, when he thought there was no hope, no help. But then he heard that Jesus was saying, make sure Peter comes. Make sure he knows I'm calling him. Peter learned, but he learned by failing miserably that God's grace was there and his forgiveness was available and his restoration really was there. To restore him, not just restore him, but use him greater than ever. Peter had become a quality saint. God is concerned about quality, and he uses many tools to make us quality saints. He uses, like the verse says, pastors and preachers and teachers. He uses people to help us, but he uses circumstances, problems, difficulties, hardship, troubles, tears, difficulties, heartaches. Boy, I'm telling you, he uses those things to make us quality saints because that's what it's going to take. We want to escape and have it easy, but we'll never be the quality saints God wants us to be if we have an easy road. What did Mindy just sing? I'm most thankful for the storm. I'm telling you, we need to be thankful that God is working in us to make us quality saints. And what's the best thing we can do? Let him have the reins. Let him take control. Let him do his work. It hurts, I know it, but he's working in you. It's taken longer than I ever imagined, I know, but he's working in you. Oh, it's costing a lot. Yeah, it always does for quality. but it's worth it in the end. If you have ever paid for quality and found out later it was a good choice, you're glad. But have you ever tried to just squeeze by and get something just barely done or the cheapest version and you thought, why in the world did I buy this thing? I went into a store the other day. I ought to have had better sense. It's a store where you can go buy things that people didn't want. Ain't that a store you better rush to? But there's some really good deals if you find the right deal. So I went, and our can opener, I do believe Noah used it on the ark, and there was a brand new can opener. I thought, man alive, and it was on the $10 day, and I thought, well, no, it was on $6 day. And I thought, man alive, Aunt B wouldn't pass this deal up, so I bought it. Went home and pushed that thing, plugged it up. I ain't never heard such noise in my life. I'm telling you, it sounds like you're one of those rock grinder things, rock smoother things. No wonder somebody sent that thing back. And I thought, well, you ought to have better seats. But so we're back to using the old one, I guess. Quality takes time. And I want to be a quality saint. My burden, so I've been saved, just had a birthday, March the 2nd, and that I haven't grown more or do better or endure more than I do. But God's still working on me, and I want Him to keep working on me to make me what I need to be. And more than anything else, I thank Him that He wants it more than I want it. And I need to yield to Him more than ever. And so do you. Let's stand together.